One thing I said yesterday, I found this a big machlokes, a poskim by meforshim, pshat in the Gemara that we learned yesterday. We learned that there's a din by ishtoi, so Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef hold its mutter, that stavket a heta of hachzoras ponim. The chosman shehem ponim ponim keneged ponim pshitalei the osar the ike hiru negias erve al yedei evorei tashmish. So I saw the chazanish is medayik from Rashi, and that's the pashtus loshon Rashi, that the only isa, when is it osa, when one is facing the other, when there is negias erve. But if one is facing the other and there's a space in between, so there's no Issa whatsoever. The whole Issa is Dapka when there's an Agiyya. And therefore, when the Gemara says it's Mutta, when they're turning around, so the Gemara asks, is weiter an Agiyya? The Ika Agva is the Nogi Bahadodi. The Gemara knew that it's speaking about a small bed, and the Midreitzach, they'll be touching one the other. But if there is a space in between, so then it's mutter afilu ze keneged ze, and this is also the shita of the Maima Moldchai. Leidach kise, the Shleima Mishnosai on this Rashi, he makes a greis in Rashi, and the Primigodim hold, and the Mishta Brura seems to paskin like that also, that the Isser is, if it's ponim keneged ponim, afilu ein neigim ze baze, it is still also because there's a chshash hiru because of an efshoris that might come out to be an negiyah. So kaponim, it's a machloikis pshat in Rashi, and it's a machloikis in the bir halacha being done a machloikis la halacha. Oh, we're now on the bottom of the yomad. Va'omar Rab Chanina ani ra'isi es Rebbe. It seems Rab Chanina was watching Rabbeinu HaKadosh B'shas he was davening, and he noticed a few things that he did. Shegiyek, upiyek, v'nis'ateish, v'rok. Let's first see the Rashi on this omen. Shegiyek, pa'omim sha'odom moitzi migufoi lepiv nefichah mitoich soivoi, which mistom in English is a belch or a burp. V'reicha kereyach hamachol she'ochal. That is according to the first pshat in Rashi, gihek. Piyek, cheik malkoicha feiseich lohoitzi ruach hapeh molei ka'odom she'roitze lishon o she'omad mishine. That means yawning. He's tired or he just woke up, so he's yawning. This he did in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. V'nis ateish, that means he sneezed. V'yeshe dershim gihek nutrikim goy hekim. So this is a different taich, and the Miri brings down, this is goy hekim means that he stretched. That means he felt he was tired, so he stretched. Yeah. Piyek piv hekim. V'rok, and he spit al gabe karke. Umemashmeish bebigdoi. I don't suppose this all happened by one Shemayin Esrei. Mestam Rav Chanina was watching Rabbeinu HaKadosh a few times, so Memele he recorded it. Umemashmeish bebigdoi. Lahavir hakine ha'iktosoi. There was a kine that was biting him, so he got rid of the kine bebigdoi. Lafuki, he didn't want to touch the kine, because he's in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, and if you touch a kine, you would need netila. Is a mamashpesh bebigdoi, so he fought with the kine through the beggar. Avoloi hoya misate. So Rashi says, im nofla talisa ikshehu mispalo. If it ever occurred that the talis fell in the middle of davening, loi hoya noitla umisate sheloi lahapsi. He would not pick up the talis. That pu'ule was considered a hefsik in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, and that he would not do. He would continue davening without a talis. Let us see Tosfos. Umemashmesh bebigdoi. Peirish Rashi lahavir hakina hoiktosoi, to get rid of the kina that's biting him. Avoloi misatev im notlo talisoi utrei milininu. So these are two different anhoges. Mashmish bebigdoi is how he got rid of the kina, and oihoi misatev is a different inyan. Rabbeinu Chananu perish dechoda milsehi. That this is all one inyan. Perish. Memashmesh bebigdei tikein bigdei shaloi yipel ma'al roishoi. That if he felt that the talis is falling, he would be misakin it, that it shouldn't fall. This he considered, this was not a hefsik. Avol im nofal me'al roishoi, but if the talis already fell me'al roishoi, loy hoya misatev shrehi havsoke im misatev kivin shenofal legamri. And I saw someone says nofal ma'al roishoi. The chiddush is that even though he was oimed begilui harosh, it seems he wasn't wearing a kapel and a talis, al koponim, that he wouldn't put on the talis in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, because that is considered a havsoke. Avol esakin ktsas shelo yipoil memashmesh bebigdei means a tikin ktsas that he held that was not avsoke and that he did in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. There's a third pshat in v'loy hoya misatev, a very interesting pshat from the Meiri in the Rashbats, that misatev means that he put the ve'ene misatev she'ein la'odom lahagbia shulei hatalis al kseifoi b'shas hatfileh. Very interesting. That the talis should be mishulshul. The talis should be on him without being folded on his shoulder. In the middle of Shemayna Esrei, that's how the talis was. Like the shatz. It seems the shatz also used to wear the talis like that. So we're speaking, this Rashbat brings down from a goyim. So Vaistois, there was an oifen, there's a seder how to wear a talis. It slips a lot of times. But Al Kapon and Vaistois, the seder ituv is when you bend over the talis on the shoulders. And he was Peshashimayna Esrei, Vaihoya Misate. If he wanted, it should be poshut, it shouldn't be like, Eichet the poshut, Odef Tvei. Al Kaponim, he wanted that the talus should be poshut, it shouldn't be bent over b'shas tefillah. That's a pshat that the Rashbats and the Meiri bring down. Uchshehu mefahek, and when he yawned, hoya meiniach yodoy al santaroy, he put his hand to cover his mouth. The Rashi says, shloi seiroe psichas pit, that he's davening before the Rabbeinu shloilam, so shloi seiroe psichas pit. That's what Rabbeinu HaKodesh did in the middle of his Shemayna Esrei. Meisve. So the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, some of these things, L'chayre is not permissible. Hame'ashmiya koiloi b'tfilosoi. Areize, so there's a b'raise that says certain halachas. Hame'ashmiya koiloi b'tfilosoi. If a person is mashmiya koiloi. Mashmiya koiloi means, halosh and hifil, that the one that's standing next to him could hear his koil b'tfilosa. While he's davening Shemayna Esrei, so it is here he's making someone else be able to, he's saying it loud enough that someone else can hear his koil. Hareze miktane amune. So that seems there's a chesoron in amune. Koil ma'aminim shu'ein alochash. Ke'ilu ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemeya tfilas lochash. If he has to say it a little loud, Al Kaponim, that the next person could hear, so Vaisis, he holds that the Rabbeinu Shalom also needs, he should say a little loud. Is Memele, that's Ktanei Amune. We'll see later, there's a Machlokes, the Rashbat brings down 2 days, what is the preferable oifen of Tfileh. So one oifen is that only he himself should be able to hear, he should be Hishmiya La'oznov. And then he brings a second day, the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Arizal also this day, that even he himself should not be able to hear his koil. And the Rashbat brings a makor from Chana, b'shazas for sale noise, but her koil wasn't heard. It was only an anua of the svasayim. Al koponim amashmiya koiloi b'svilosoi areza miktane amune. So there's a chesaron in amune if he feels it necessary to raise his voice b'shashemay ne'esrei. Hamagbiya koiloi b'tfilosoi. So that's a taina on him. Hareza minevie hashekel. Hamagbiya. Well, there's a grace in Rashina, umagbiya, hamagbiya, harbe. It means he's davening pretty loud. Harezem in neviye hashekel. That's a seidam neviye hashekel, dersi bayikru, bekoil godel. And, Mufoshim say this was not said by the Baal Tefillah. That's the Ma'ir Kavonin, that's Lashim Yid Tzibo. But talking about a yochid, that's mispalo betfilos. Megaik umefaik. Areze migasei haruach. If a person is megaik and mefaik in the middle of Shemay Nesre, so that's not a midah of anove, that's pros to stand before the Rabbi Nishlom to be megaik and mefaik. And according to Rashi's Girse, v'yesh oimrim, Rashi's Geirah said, niker shehu mechuol. A different title. He's a Baal Gaivin, it's mechur, it's prost to do such a thing, oimed b'fnei ha-melech. Ha-mis'atesh b'tfilosoi, if a person is mis'atesh b'tfilosoi, simin raloi. Ha-rok b'tfilosoi, if a person spits in the middle of Shemay Nesri, kilu rok b'fnei ha-melech. He's rok b'fnei ha-melech. So memele, so we have here, a few in Yonim that Rabbeinu HaKadosh did, he was Megaik, he was Mefaik, he was Misatish, he was Rok. And from this Barais, it seems these are not the things which should be done in the middle of Shemay Nesrei. So the Gemara says, Bishloim Megaik, Mefaik, Loi Kashe. That is an Akashe, because Kan Lo'insoi, Kan L'Rtzoinoi. So if the piyuk in giyuk is brought about lo'in tzoy, what should he do? That's not called gasei haruach, that's not called mechur. Oynes rachmona patrek. By Rabbeinu HaKodesh, it was lo'in tzoy. The Barais is speaking about that there was l'rtzoynoi. L'rtzoynoi is a reza migasei haruach. Now if we learn that we had two pshotim in giyuk, one shot is giyek, it means that he was stretching out. So then I don't giyuk hagbos. I think this is the lashon hamiiri hagbos hazroyos vahaguf bizman sheivorov kvedim olov. That's touch gav hakim. He stretched out his body. The piyek is pivakim yon. So I really don't know how this could be ba'onis. This l'chayre that has to be barot, and they don't understand, according to this pshat, ha'yilom shat in the Gemara. Ba'al koponim, the Gemara says that there's a possibility of giyuk ba'onis, and barotzen. So by Rabbeinu HaKadosh it was ba'onis, so there's no problem. And the Baraisa criticizes if it is done barotzen. Elo mis'ateish amis'ateish kashet. But here we have a kasha misatesh amisatesh. Here it says it's a simin ra. So even though itush is always ba'inis, but here we have a haychocha from the Baraisa that even though it's ba'inis, it's a simin ra. It's not mistava to say b'shas Rabbeinu HaKadosh was mispalo that was showing him a simin ra. So the Gemara answers, Mis'atesh amis'atesh nami loy kashe. It's also no kashe, because we're talking about two different pa'ulis. Kan milamailo, kan milamato. So let us see what Rashi says. Ela itush ha'itush kashe, dein itush ela lo'ainzoi, va'af al pi kein. It says it's a simin ra. So the Gemara says, L'mayla if he sneezes. So that's not a simin ra. We'll see if I kelt, it's a simin toit. L'mata mefiach bekel. Hafochel, which boa yidei oynis, and the Mefoshim HaMedayik from Rashi, Dafke Bekoil, if it is not Bekoil, so it's not such a double bozui, so it's not a Simin Ra. But if it's Bekoil, so that already is a Simin Ra. So it's also no kashe on Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Omar, Rav Zeire, Homilse, Iboili, Bei Rav Hamnune, I once asked a shaila by the yeshiva of Rav Hamnune, utkiloli kikuli talmudoi. The Mefarshim say, he said a mouthful over here, and this yediyah is weighs as much as all that I had learned. So they say, mitoich anvesanusa, he didn't want to tell us how much he learned, so he says, this yediyah is choshov kikuli talmudoi. Hamis atesh betfilosoi simin yofaloi. If a person sneezes, Stama, we're not speaking about he has an allergy or a cold, but Stama, in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, he sneezes, Simin Yofeloi. Kishem sha'oysen loy nachas ruach milamato, kach oysen loy nachas ruach milamailo. This is a simin that it seems that kiloli, let's see what Rashi says, ki kuli talmidoi, shkula olai v'chaviva, v'shei rogel isateish. That means this was bothering him very much. Kishem sha'isim loy nachas ruach, sha'itush nachas ruach lo'odom. So it's a hira, when a person feels he has to sneeze, and when he sneezes, he feels relieved. So koponim, so that's a simin, that just like they're showing him a relief, in these inyonim, kach oisim loy nachas ruach mulamaylo, and it's a simin that it's niskabo tvilosai. So mamele, so it's also no problem. Now what is the problem? El rok, arok kashe. Here it says that one is not permitted to spit in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. It's kirok arok betfilosoi, it's kirok bifnei hamelech. And we have a maise that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was rok, he spit. So the Gemara says, efsher kid Rabbi Yehuda. It matters the oifen he spits. It's possible to do like Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda, hoya oimed betfile, v'nizdamen loy roik, mavliyoy betalisoy. And it seems from the Rambam, the reason he should spit is because it's matred the tfile, so he should spit mavliya betalisoy, so he's mavliya the roik, in his outer baget, in the talis. Vim talis noehu, Mavliyoi ba'afrak susoi. Then he's mavliyoi the roik in, there's a machloikis harishayin. Rashi learns afrak susoi is the sudar, and on the two sides of the sudar, it seems the sudar that covered his head, there were two sides hanging down, that it was possible to be mavliyoi roik in the two sides of the sudar. And others learn, I think from Rav Haigoin, that Afaksusoi is a beged that one used to wear underneath the choluk. It was something similar to an undershirt. And it was possible to be mavliya the roik in this beged. So memele, so that in such an oifen it's mutter. Ravine have a koi. So learning this Gemara, so it's finished, Aisy. So the Gemara is telling us that rok arok is no kasher because k'drav Yehuda. But the problem is Rashi says Rabbeinu HaKadosh rok al gabi karke. That was the Rashi and Chof Dalad Omed Aleph. So what's the teretz? Efshe k'drav Yehuda. So what's the teretz? Let's go a little further. Ravina have a koi achiri de Ravashi nizdamin loy roik. Ravive was davening behind Ravashi, nizdam loy roik, poskei la'achoyre. So he went and he turned his head and he spit in back of him. Omalei, so he asked him, loysovo lomar lohod Rav Yehuda mavliya ba'afrak susoy. Omalei, ano, anino datoy. I'm an istinus, it would bother me to spit into a beged. Is therefore, I need that toy. So the Mefarshim say that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was also an Istanis. Now the Shaila is, but it seems the Gemara, this the Gemara was Machadish over here, it would seem. But it seems the Gemara said at Peretz already, Efshe Kedarab, Lekasha, Efshe Kedarab Yehudim. So how did we farim for the Kash and Rabbeinu HaKadosh? So the Shleima Mishnasi explains, here's the Teretz already. Efshel kide Rav Yehuda. If one has an alternative, and he can do the way Rav Yehuda, then there's a time on him. So why are you spitting? Why are you spitting ala karke? You're spitting kifnei amelech. You have an eitzer. But here already the Teretz is merum is already. But if it's lo yefshel kide Rav Yehuda, that means it's you can't spit, sign to the talis and sign to the afok susoy. So then there's no taina. If loy efshir is no taina. The Rishonim bring down the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if it's difficult for him to poske lachoyre, to turn his head and spit in back of himself, he can spit to his left side. To the left side, to his smile. Now there's a machloikis or rishonim. What is pshat? The left side. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says the left side means his right side. Just like when we go back in Shemayna Esrei, so first we bend to our left, which is the right side of the Rabbeinu Shlom. Then the right is the left. So al kaponim, the right side of the person is the left side of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, since we're facing the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So that's how the Rabbeinu Yehuda wants to say pshat in the Yerushalmi. That it means he should spit on the right side, on his right side. The tool seems to hold that he spits on his left side. So the Beis Yosef asks the Kashe. So l'chayra, what is the inyan of spitting on the left side? The left side is mechuvan keneged the right side of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So the Beis Yosef says a very interesting teretz. When a person is davening Shemayna Esrei, so Chazal tell us that me'olam l'yodo shchina l'mata mi'asara tvochem. The shchina doesn't go down. The shchina is over here. It's on top of him. It doesn't go down. So when he's davening Shemayna Esrei, there's no inyan like he's kineged the Shechina. The Shechina is on top of him. So then, if the Shechina is on top of him, so then there's no inyan of the right side of the Shechina, the left side of the Shechina. He's not davening kineged the Shechina. When he takes the three steps and he goes back from Shemayna Esrei, so then the Shechina is still there. Then he's kineged the Shechina. So then you cheshbin, what is the right side of the Shechina, what is the left side of the Shechina. But b'shas is davening, the Shechina is l'mayla me'rashoysov, the Shechina is l'mayla me'rashoysov, so m'mayla, then you look at his right side and his left side. Hamashmiya koiloi b'tfilosoi hareize miktane yamuni. Omar Rav Huna, loishanu, that means if the whole purpose of the Ashmos Kail is because he wants Mizolheren was the hot was to zogen, that some mele, that's Ktane Yamune, the Rabbeinu Shloilam is Kol Maminim Shoein Elochash. But if he needs it for himself, if he can, so then he's permitted to, because then the Hashmos Koil is not for the Kabbalah Satvile, it's to be Mi'oire the Kabbalah by himself. So then it's Mutter. Vahani Mili Biyochit. Avol B'tzibur Osei L'mitre Tzibure. So when is he permitted to be Mashmiya Koiloi L'oire HaKabbalah? And the Mefarshim bring down that if the inyan is la'ira kavone, so not only is it permitted to be mashmiya koiloi, it is permitted afilu to be magbiya koiloi. That means if he's davening v'yechides, and he feels that by screaming out the words, he'll be able to daven better, So Memele, so he's allowed to even be Magbiya Kailoi. And the Yerushalmi brings a very interesting Maise, that there was one man, the Yoma, that they learned the whole davening by heart from listening to the way the father was davening in the house. He used to daven in the house very loud. So they learned the whole tefillah from his davening. So it seems he was afilu magbiya koili. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is Rabbi Bo Bar Zavde Matzle Bekole. He used to be mispalu bekoil ad the yalfun b'nei beisei tzloisei minei. That they were able to learn. Others say the kavana was he wanted to teach them, and others say the kavana was that he wanted to daven bekoil teleir akavone. But since it's biyachid, that's also permissible. Betzibu also lemitre tzibure. So there's a shaila of his kavane, or to be matre the kavana of the tzibu. So then, so the din is the tzibur has that din kedime. What the halacha would be if there's two people davening, one next to the other, and the shaila will be if he wants to be me'orer his kavone, and by being me'orer his kavone, he'll shter someone else. What the halacha will be there, I wasn't able to find. But it would seem from here that I will betzibur osel amit beisachnish. It could be davke betzibur atzasa, because then it's either your kavana or their kavana. So it's chayeyem kaidmen, because you have a rabim keneged a yachid. But could be if there's two yachidim, so either the alternative, either I won't daven be kavana or he won't daven be kavana, could be, then there would be a heter to be mashmiya kailoi. Could be to do a pu'ula tishter yener is, that's a din mazik. One is only permitted to daven kol zman. One can only do mitzvahs if it's not. This is a bein odom lachaveiro dikedin, and this won't be permissible afilo if it's two yechidim. Rabbi Abe Aveko Mishtamet Minei de Rabbi Yehude, Aveko Boi Lemesek La'arad Yisrael. He wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda held one is not permitted to go to Eretz Yisrael from Bovel. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda kolo oila mi Bovel Eretz Yisrael oiver ba'asei shenema bovela yuvo vishomo yiyu ad yoim pogdi oisom ne'um Hashem. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shite. The Gemara in Ksubis says Rabbi Zeira held that this is not going on the Goylem, this is going on the Kalim that went to Bovel. But Rabbi Yehuda held this is going on Bovel Yuvo Vishoma Yiu Adyoim Pogdi Oysam Num Hashem. So he tried to avoid him. He held it's mutter to go, but he didn't want to confront Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Ezel Veeshmi Minei Milsa Mi Beisvade Vehoda Apik. First let me hear something what Psamili Mal Yisef from the Beis Medrash, and then I'll leave. Ozel Ashkechein Letane Diktoni Kamei de Rabbi Yehuda. So he heard someone saying over a Bereis in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Hayoimid Bitzfile Benis Atesh. And this is talking about that he was Mefiach. Mamtim Ad Sheyichle Horeach V'choyzer Mispalo. Ike damri, hoye oimet betvile ubikesh li sateish, machik la achov dalet ameis umisateish, umamte mache yichlo ho ruach ho reyach des tug yersois, ve chayzer umispalo, ve oime ribayni shaloylom, yitzartonu nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim, goloi vi yodua lefonecho, chelposeinu, chlimoseinu, bachayenu, Now, there are two lashonos in the Gemara. I saw something very interesting in Chadoshim Gam Yeshonim from Rabbi Yonasan Zecheinu Lebroche. It would seem that he learned there was a machlokes between these two lashonos. The second lashon speaks about a vidui. The second Loshen speaks that one is Machik Daladamis, The first Lashon doesn't speak about it. And therefore he wants to say that Tumas Hadeshin has a Shaila that he never saw someone, someone should feel zich like the second Lashon, that a person in the middle of Shemayin Esrei should walk back to Aladamis and say a vidui and then go back. He never saw such a thing. So the Tumas Hadeshin has a tshuva. Why is it that no one does the way the Gemara says what one should do? The Trumas Hadeshin is because of this Shaila, so he's Machadish a Chiddush Din. That we have to realize if someone is Oymed B'tzibur, and all of a sudden in the middle of the Tzibur he goes back to Aladamis, and we'll see him doing such a thing, it's a Meiradike Bezoyin. Doing this on Hoge in the middle of davening is because, the reason you never notice anyone doing this in the middle of davening is because in the middle of davening one shouldn't do this because it involves kavod hatzibur. It's kavod habrias. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin says. And the whole halacha was only said if a person is davening b'yechidus. That's the Trumas Hadeshin. And Rabbi Yonasan Zechayin Lavrocha wants to say, but he doesn't know the ilum should do this afilo b'yechidus also, even though it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So he wanted to say, could be we're samech on the first Lashon. But I think l'cheira there's no machloikis between the two Lashonis. They're speaking about two different inyonim. The first Lashon is speaking about an inyon, ha-ya'imed b'tfile v'nis'atesh. And v'nis'atesh is speaking about ba'inis. He couldn't control himself. And like we had before, v'nis'atesh was ba'inis. So Memele, there's no inyan of vidui, it was an oynis. So then there's only a halacha mamtin matcheich lo'areach v'chayzer mispalo. The second case is a different case. Hoya oymed betfile ubikesh lehisatesh. Bikesh lehisatesh is another story. And the Rambam says it was mitztayer harbe, and he felt he had to do it, but Lemaise, this was not an itesh that was bo bo oynis. This was bo birtzaynoi. So to do something birtzaynoi, so then there's two halachas. Halacha number one is don't do it in the moki matvile. You should go back to aladamish. Get out of the moki matvile. You should then be misatish. And then for doing such a pu'ula in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. So Memele, then there's a taina that you have to be misvade. So therefore, in the second case, you say vidui. Rebbeinu Shlom Yitzchak Tonu Nekovim. That's the mokim for vidui. But in the first case, there was mamish ba'inis. There's no inyan of vidui. The Rishonim ask a shaila. We had learned before in the Gemara that if a person was oymed in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, umayim shoises in al birkov, so that's poisek at sheyichlo amayim, and he continues davening b'chayzer mespalo. Why over there is this vidui not said? So the Rishonim say that there's a big chilek between here and there. Over there, with Mayim Shoises in Al-Birkov, he was a Peshaya. That means we had a whole sugya later, if it's called he was a Gavra Dochi, he should have not started to daven. Since there was such a Tzorech that in the middle he could not control himself, it was Mayim Shoises in Al-Birkov, so he had no right to daven. If he had no right to daven, so then he can't say this Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Masha Enkein by Itush, this pshatis, he was Hischel Beheter, in the middle of the davening, is Bikesh Lisatesh, this was something that occurred in the middle of the davening. So here we can say the Rebbeinu Shlom, this is the Shifle Sa'odom, Yitzhar Tonu, Nekovim, Chalulim, Golib, Lufonecho, Chel Poseinu, Chlimoseinu, Bechayenu. Rashi, כך אויסן לא ינחס רוח מלמיילו מן השמיים למעלו שאלוסוי. אף שכד רב יהודה להבליה באפרקסוסוי, תראי כי במבליה ורויק באפרקסוסוי. ואז אפרקסוסוי סודר שברוישוי, ושני ראשים תלויים בפונו. Poske, when he spit, zolkai, he lachayra. Mishtamet minei, loy hoya nire eilov, lefisho yere be'abe chofetz lale isleretz Yisrael. Abba wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda oisoloi, lefichoch loy hoya nichnas lebeis hamedrish. He didn't want to confront Rabbi Yehuda. Va'ashme minei milsa mi bachutz, mi beis vada, mi beis hamedrish, benis atesh milamato, עד שיחלו הרוח מגופי שנדף מעשי רוח וחייזה לתפילה למוקים שפוסק ואומר בסייך התפילה. And now this is a chiddush that he's allowed to speak out in the middle of שמיינה עשרה דו מבסקס ומדס כבר ידי הרוח לפיכך יוכל להפסיק נמי ולא אומר דובר זה באמצע. He's allowed to say this vidui in the middle of Shemayne Esre. Toisvis vaymeri boinoi lomim, miyad beemtza tfilosoi, v'acha kach maschil, mimokim sheposak, he continues vavnim. Tano rabono, hoyo yoshen betalisoi. A person was laying down orum, but he was covered with a talus, with a blanket. Ve'enei yochel lohoitzi es roishoi mipnei hatzine. It's too cold to stick his head from out underneath the covers. And he wants to learn Krishna. And he's covered completely by the blanket. Is choitzeitz betalisoi al tzavoroi v'koirei. So this talus, he goes and presses the talus to his neck, and therefore the talus becomes a hefsik between einov le ervosoi. There's a problem of einov royim es ha'erva. We'll see in a minute. It doesn't mean that he's looking at the erva. It could be a netzimus anayim. But there is a problem over here of Einav Royes Esa Erve. Is therefore to solve this problem, Chaitzitz Betalise Al Tzavoroi. So that is Mavsik between Einav and Ervosoi, and then he's permitted to Lein Krishme. V'yesh Oimrim Al Liboy. There's another problem. There's a problem of Liboy Roye Esa Erve. So therefore he has to be chaitzit with the talis aliboy. So if he'll be chaitzit, he'll cover he'll be mahadik the talis either underneath liboy or aliboy. So then he'll kill two birds with one stone. So you'll solve the problem of ein av royes es erve, the liboy royes erve. V'tane kama hale liboy roye se erve, kesova liboy roye se erve muter. The Chazaynish explains this gemore that there are a few inyonim in machnecha kodesh. There is one inyon of habota, of riyeh, that one is looking and b'shas, he's saying a dover shabekdusha, lo yiro b'cho ervas dover, one is not supposed to see a dvar erve, b'shas he's saying a dover shabekdusha, voya machnecha kodesh. That is a din of habote, of riyeh. That's one inyan. That is not our sugya over here. Here we are speaking about that there's no riyeh whatsoever, or there could be yatzima seinayim. No, there's a inyan of einoi roye serve and liboi roye serve. So the Chazayin Ish explains that the translation of einoi roye serve, kol shekinegdosoi b'li hevsik choshev roye. Just like by liboi roye serve, that means if there's no hevsik between the lave and the erve, so there's a problem of liboy roye es erve. The same problem is by einay roye es erve. And how do we accomplish that it should not be einay roye es erve or liboy roye es erve? We accomplish it by pressing the talis is mahadik, chaitzitz betalisi al tzavoroi, so it comes out, then there's a chatzitze between liboy or einov esel. That's the sugya of the Gemara. The Chazanish asks a very pertinent question. So he says, what will be, let's say, if a person will have a beged, and it's very tight on him. So, l'chayre, what should that be? So, l'chayre, that's, you have your chatzitza already, he says. L'chayre, it's mamish, it's the something between the lave and the elva. L'chayre. We'll have later in the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says later, if a person is laming krishme in water, and the lave and the elva is in the water, and it's mayim tzlulim, there's a problem of libay royes elva. There's nothing closer to him than the water. The water is mamish, vafal pikein by mayim tzlulim, there is a din of libay royes elva. So what is the gedder? That's the ha'ore of the Chazaynish. Al Kaponim, he seems to say, a beged, if you have mamish a tight beged, it's not klor. That's a dove of poshet, if a person will be in sand, over from the lave under, that there's no chason of liboy royes elve. It seems water is not such a, it's taki close, but it, this water doesn't have any sahalsachnit as I know. I mean, it can be pushed away very easily. So it could be the chatzitza of water is not sufficient. A b'chaitzitz b'talise means he's applying pressure to the talis, so that has a din of chatzitza, and it's mavdil bein liboy or bein einov le'elve. Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Yechanan. Hoya mahalech b'mevois ha'metunofes. A person is going in streets which are metunef, there's toye, or other nyonim there, is meiniach yodoy al piv v'koyre kriyishma. So Rabbi Yochanan said, amoyre de kechidish, that even though the halach is as follows, it seems Rabbi Yochanan, oh, Rabbi Yochanan held that meniach yodei al piv, we'll see why in a minute. Meniach yodei al piv, that means Rabbi Yochanan also held, he's not permitted to learn krishma without doing anything. Meniach yodei al piv v'kairei krishma. So, others say that what does he accomplish by putting his hand on his mouth? Number one, the meniach yodei al piv means he says it belachash. Meniach yodei al piv accomplishes that the kriya does not have a din of dibur, no, it's equivalent to hiru, and Rabbi Yochanan held hiru is mutter in such a case. So that was Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush, that it doesn't have a din of dibur, there's a din of hiru, number one, and number two, and hiru is mutter b'mavois hametunofes. Omar le Rav Chisda ha'lekim, im omro li Rabbi Yochanan b'pumei loitzai sinu lei. If Rabbi Yochanan himself would tell me this, I wouldn't listen to him. Ike d'amri, Omar Rabbe Babachon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. O yimahalech mavois hametunofes. Miniach yodei al piv v'koyrei krishma. Omar le Rav Chisda, lekimim, Omar li Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, bepumei, loy tzaisin olei, I would not listen to him. Yeah. So who did we have? We have a memre of Rav Humne, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, that said that it is mutter. So the Gemara asks, Umi Omar Rav Huna Hochi, could Rav Huna have said such a thing? For Omar Rav Huna Talmud Chochim also loy lamoid b'mokim atinoifetz. A Talmud Chochim is not permitted to stand b'mokim atinoifetz. Lefishi efsheloy lamoid b'li hiru toire. If he's a Talmud Chochim, Talmud Chochim is one that's learning. We had Rashi in the beginning of Brochus. Rashi says the translation of a Talmud Chochem is Bim Talmud Chochemu Sherogil b'mishnosoi lachze al girsosoi tomet. That is the taich of a Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem is always learning. So a Talmud Chochem is not permitted to stand b'mokim atinoifes, lefi she'yev shaloi lamayt belir hirur teire, it's impossible for him to stand without being maharer and divrei teire, so therefore he's not allowed to stand b'mokim atinoifes. This Rav Huna said, and here Rav Huna says, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, that a person is mahalach b'mavoyis hametunofes, minich yodei alpiv, which is a chiddush that it has a shame hiru, v'kairi krishme. So a filu will buy the first chiddush that it has a shame hiru, but al koponim hiru is also b'mokim hametunofes. So the Gemara says, loy kashe. Kan ba'oimed, kan b'mahalach. Also, loy lamed b'mokim atinoifes. You're not allowed to stand b'mokim atinoifes. But to walk through a mokim atinoifes, that is permissible. So the shaila is, what's the difference between standing and walking? So the Rajba says, amayra de kipshat. The Rajba says as follows. If he's standing in one place, so there's a machne, and there is a dinvoya machnecho kodesh. So there's a halachi, the machne that you find yourself in is, has to be kodesh. And he's not allowed leirah b'chayel v'zdovor or tzoy is also. When a person is walking, there's no machne. It doesn't have a shame machne, and therefore, if it's not a machne, so memele, it's mutter. That's how the Rashba says pshat in the Gemara. Which is debatable, but this Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan held. So the Gemara says, Mi omar Rabbi Yochanan hochi, v'omar Rabba bar Bachon omar Rabbi Yochanan, v'chol mokoyim muter laharer b'divrei teire, chutz mi beis ha-melch, chutz mi beis ha-kisei. Rabbi Yochanan said, hirur is muter. Other mefarshim say that what's the b'chol mokoyim muter? That means as long as there's no tzoye, doesn't have a shame beis ha-kisei, even though there's a gilui erve, the halach is by erve, the halach is that dibur is also, lo yirah b'cha erves dover, dibur is also, and hirur is muter. B'chol mokoyim muter lahare b'divrei teire, chutz mi beis ha-melchetz u mi beis ha-kisei. So memela we see Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's also v'chiteima ochinami kan ba'oimit kan b'mahalach. You'll say the same din. Ain't it's not true? But Rabbi Bo have ko'ozel basred Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bo was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan. Vave ko'kori krishme. He was learning krishme. Ki mota b'mavoyis hametunofes. When Rabbi Bo came to the mavoyis hametunofes, ishtik. After they went through the Mevois HaMetunofois, Omale L'Rabbi Yochanan L'Heichon Ahader. Gavuch Rabbi Yochanan Shtayv Zuchayna L'Vrocha brings a raya in the middle of Krishma over here, but since he didn't know the din, he didn't know what to do, so one is permitted to be mafsik. Similarly to there's a famous Chayodom says a person is davening Shemayna Esra and he has a shayla in the middle of Shemayna Esra, he's allowed to walk to Sforim Shafe and look up the halacha. Al Kaponim, he didn't know what to do, so he asked him, Laheicha Nahada. Omar Lahei, im Shahisa Kedei Ligmer Eskule, Chazer L'Roish. If it was Shah Kedei Ligmer Eskule, that means the time we walked to the Mavois HaMetunofes, so that time was, that took Kedei to learn the whole Krishma, so you have to go back to the beginning. So it seems that it wasn't roi to learn Krishma then. Aye, Rabbi Yochanan holds that when a person is a mahalach, there's no din of hoya machnecha kodesh, there's no machna over there. So the Gemara answers no, that's true. Hachi kamale, lididi leisvirali. I don't hold bechlal that there's any problem. I hold that when a person walks through mevois ametunofes, so there's no issevoy machnecha kodesh. That al kaponim, that hero will be mutter. That, it seems, that was the pshore of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held that a mahalach, that's, if he's a number one, he's a mahalach, and number two, it's a bechina of hiru, so it's muta. The didach, the svira loch im shahisa kedai ligmer eskula chazel l'roish. The didach, the svira loch that you're not allowed to im shahisa kedai ligmer eskula chazel l'roish. So that is the machloikis. So it seems that the machloikis is in this nekuda gufe, that if there is a kula of mahalach, and they held by mahalach, there's also an issa of machnecha kodesh. The Eimek Brache brings down a halacha from Sefer Yad Eliyahu, and so it was a very interesting chiddush. There was a person, Nebuch, that found himself in a prison, and he was sentenced there for a long time, and the prison was a mokim hametunif, which one was not permitted to say a dover shebekdusha. So the shaila was, so what should he do there the whole time? He permitted to learn kishmet, or not permitted to learn kishmet. What should he do? So this, the Yad Eliyahu was matter him to learn kishmet because of two heter. Heter number one, he said like this, there's two mitzvahs asays. There's a mitzvah asay v'hoya machnecha kadosh, and there's a mitzvah asay of krishma. So he said that the mitzvah asay of krishma is an asay de rabim, and the mitzvah asay v'hoya machnecha kadosh is an asay de yochid. And the asay de rabim is doich an asay de yochid. And he gives a marshal to this. The Gemara says in Moyet Katan, that if a person becomes an oval in Chalamoid or in Yomtev, so the Avelis is not Noyik. Why? Because the Avelis is an Asay de Yochid. It's a private mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah that's Koilu Klal Yisrael. That's his private mitzvah, even though we'll assume it's a Deiraise. In Regel is an Asay de Rabim. Is also Esed the Yochid v'dochi Esed the Rabbit. That's what the Gemara says. So he says here also the same thing. V'hoya machnecha kodesh is your private mitzvah. You have to make sure that your machne is kodesh b'shas you do advar yiseya amir shabikdush. That's your mitzvah. That's a Esed the Yochid. And Krishma is a mitzvah, and a Esed the Rabbit. Klal Yisrael, this is not only this is a mitzvah on everyone to learn Krishna. So an asay de yochid is doicha and asay de rab. Then he said another lomdis. He said, could be the whole mitzvah is v'hoya machnecha kodosh means as follows. That you should make sure that your machne is kodosh. That means if you have a oifen, how to make it kodosh, you leave the place, you clean out the place, then there's a mitzvah v'hoya machnecha kodesh. Just like the Poskim say, the Mordechai says, if a person has a beged of dalit knofis in Shabbos, so he's allowed to wear the talis. Hey, there's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. But Shabbos he can't put on tzitzis. So if I don't have a mitzvah, so Shabbos, what should I do? There's no mitzvah, even though there's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis, but since I can't put on tzitzis on Shabbos, I'll stachilu Shabbos, of making a kesher, so I'm allowed to wear the beged without tzitzis. So he said, here's also the same thing. If you don't have an eitzah, so there's no, v'hoya machnecha kodesh is only a mitzvah if one can be mekayim, if one is an afsharas to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you don't have an afsharas to be mekayim the mitzvah, so you're potter from the mitzvah. So the Eimek Broche says he thinks from our sugya is a stire to the Yad Eliyahu. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham also leilamed b'mokim atinayfis, not according to Rabbi Yochanan, a fellow to be mahalach b'mokim atinayfis, is also was Rabbi Yochanan was machadish, is no din of machnecha kodesh. But not according to Rabbi Yochanan, so there's no difference between lamed and mahalach. So if one is walking through a mokim atinayfis, so one is not allowed to be mahara. So he asks as follows. It is Yidua, the Goyin says in the beginning of Masechtas Peyeh, the Mishnah of Eilu Dvorim Sheilam Shir, that the mitzvah of Torah is b'chol rega v'rega. That means every second a person has a possibility to be mekayim the mitzvah of lima d'atayre, is mechuyim the mitzvah of lima d'atayre. So this person that's walking through the mevois hametonofes, he's in the same predicament that person was in the beis asurim. That means there's 5 minutes of his life now, that there's a mitzvah on him, which is a mitzvah derabim of limud haTorah, and v'hoyem achnecha kodesh, he can't take care of it, and he's faced in this matzav. So why don't you say the two lamdasen of the Yad Aliyo, that an eser derabim is doich an eser deyochid, or that since it's impossible to be mekadish the machne, so one is not mitzuv in their say. So he says, so al kolchach, it is not pshat the way the Yad Aliyo say, it's not two mitzvahs I say, it's an iser. It's an iser to say a dovr shebegdushe when the machne is not kodesh. It's not, I have one mitzvah and another mitzvah, and then there's a pilpul, which mitzvah is olim. Vayimachnecha kodesh is a giloy that is, that when it's not kodesh, there's an iser to say a dovr shebegdushe. So therefore, all the lomdusen fall off. So he brings a raya from our Gemara, not like the Yad Aliyo. Tanya kevosei de Rav Chisda. As Rav Chisda did not like this heter of Mahalach. Tanya kevosei de Rav Hune, ha-Mahalach mimavois ha-metunofois, meniach yodei alpi ve-yikre krishmen. Tanya kevosei de Rav Chisda, hoye mahalach mimavois ha-metunofois, lo yikro krishmen. He shouldn't start learning. El shimo yekayre yubo poisek. He should be poisek from the kriya. Loi posak mai. What happens if he wasn't poisek? He continued learning krishma. Omer Rav Miyashi bar bereid Rav Yeshua ben Levi olav akosav oimer vegam ani nosati lem chukim loi toivim umishpotim loi yichyu behem. Rabbi Nayin explains that the chukim u'mishpotim bring chiyus in hatove. If a person is mekayim the chukim and the mishpotim in an oifen the way they shouldn't be niskayim, is lo yichyu behem. There will be no hatove from such a mitzvah and no chiyus from such a mitzvah. Rabasi omar mehoche hoy moishchei ha'ovain bechavlei hashov. What does Rashi say? Bechavlei hashav, a person is moishech, the Friedrich Lidile Svirile, Yisi Maskike Lahavsik, I wouldn't have told them to be mafsik, because I held it was mutter. Bechavlei hashav, bechavolim she'enom chazokim. A person is schlepping an ovin on himself with strings which are not strong. Elenoichen lehinote kein moishchen ha'ovein al atzmon. Avzai yidibu ba'alme unenash. That means he's doing an aveire with dvorim kalim. He's moishchen ha'ovein. So Rashi seems to say that the dimyan to chavle yashov means it is not a maise. He's doing an aveire through a dibu. The Rabbein Yoyne says pshat hoi moishchen ha'ovein bechavle yashov. He says he's doing an aveire bechinam. That means when a person does an aveire, he has a taiva to do the aveire memele. Here pshat is he wants to do a mitzvah bekriye, and not only he's not doing a mitzvah, and there's no reason why he should do it. He's oisa aveire shemevaza satayre ba'oisa kriye. That means there's nothing that's moishech him. There's no reason why he should do it, and he's doing this aveira. And that is a hoy. Like this you have a teretz, a yetzahore, a taive. Rav ade bar ave omar mehocho ki dvar Hashem bozo. And there's a meiradike choyma on ki dvar Hashem bozo, that the posuk says, ikoris hanefesh ehi. V'im posak mas choroi, what is the schar? If the person was in the middle of learning krishma and he was spicing from the krishma, Amar Rabbo, Olav Akos of Oima, Ubadovar Hazet Tarichu Yomim. That in the schus of not learning krishma, being nizer in Hoy Machnecha Kodesh will be zeicher to Arichas Yomim. ובדובר זה, בשביל דיבור זה שנזהרתם אולוב, תאריכון יום. רשי, אומר לי, לדידי, לא הסבירה לי. תויסוס. He said, גמור בור הרעי, רבה דברה, had stopped playing in Krishma. So he said, according to me, לדידי, לא הסבירה לי. פירש, משומתרתי מילי. חודד דסבירנו דעיני חויזו לראש. דומה רב יוחנן שומה תשע תקיעס בתשע שויס יוצא. באוי דסבירה לי מניח יודי על פי, ואם כן הווה לי רוי. על ידוך דסבירה לך תחייב להפסיק, so by you there's a din of שור כדי לגמר אסקולוי. So the Marsha explains Tosfos as follows. That this Tosfos holds that the Emerson Rabbi Yochanan held in Rosh Hashanah, which is also a debatable halacha, but Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Hashanah held that Shoma Teisha Tkiyos B'Teisha Shoyis by Yom Yotzah. If a person heard Tes Koilos in Tes hours of the day, in the 9 hours of the day, even though there was a Shehiya, there was a span, Kedei Ligmei Reskuloi, a span does not Shtel is not mevatel the Maisa HaMitzvah. That's Rabbi Yochanan in Rosh Hashanah. Le'idach Gise, the Gemara was Mechadish 2 blot before, according to Tosfos, that only applies if theoretically when he was not doing the Mitzvah, in the time of the span, he could have done the Mitzvah. Now he wasn't.